Capturing pirates off the coast of Somalia has proved tricky. The British Royal Navy, for example, was under orders not to shoot as a British couple, the Chandlers, were taken off their yacht, despite all this happening right in front of their naval vessel. The Russian Navy boarded one hijacked ship after a gun battle, but as for capturing the pirates, well, they were reportedly released on an inflatable boat, almost certainly to their death. One country does, however, seem to be having success in seizing the pirates. Seychelles, which is way off the coast of Somalia, has caught 55 of them, put them in its only prison. But the trouble is, for such a relatively small and poor country, it can hardly afford to keep them. I've been speaking to author Tim Eckott, who's just back from there.
They're being kept in the new prison, which is called Montagne Posée, which is on the main island of Mahé. Seychelles used to have a rather quaint system where they kept all their prisoners of whatever nature on a small island off the main island. And they've built this new, rather swanky prison. And a lot of the people in there are actually now Somali pirates, because Seychelles is right at the heart of the area of the Indian Ocean where a lot of the pirate activity is happening.
And they've got the navy and the weapons, have they, to get these guys?
Not really, not at all. Seychelles has a very small navy, two coast guard vessels in essence, but they are getting a little bit of assistance. They've got a Luxembourgeois spotter plane, European Union forces spotter plane, and their own spotter plane. So they've got these three aeroplanes. But as people kept telling me there, the pirate vessels that are attacking Seychelles' fishing boats are very small skiffs, and spotting those from the air in that vast area of ocean is very hard. But it's something that's preoccupying the government, because they've got limited resources. And when I was able to interview President James Michel, I asked him just how much of his time he was spending worrying about the pirate issue.
Piracy is hitting us very hard. It's affecting our economy. In fact, last year we lost about 30% of the revenue that we should have had from the fishing industry. It's affecting our tourism industry, because now it's not easy for yachting business and also cruise ships to navigate to the outer islands.
And I gather you have some 50 or so pirates in prison in Seychelles, which is a large number for Seychelles community to support and monitor in terms of security. What's the long-term plan for those prisoners?
There's no way Seychelles can keep those pirates here indefinitely. So what we are doing is discussing with the UNODC and the European Union principally, to see how they can speed up the construction of a prison in Somalia itself, especially in an area where there is a little bit more control and governance, so that as soon as this is done, the pirates who are sentenced here can be transferred to Somalia for them to serve their sentence there, because we just don't want to release them and for them to start their attacks again. So discussions are underway. The project in Somalia is underway. How long it's going to take again, I don't know. But as soon as this is done, we will effect the transfers as agreed in the agreement that we have signed.
It's all a bit embarrassing, isn't it, for the rest of the world? You've got the US fleet there, the British Navy, the Russians, and you've got two Coast Guard vessels from the Seychelles who seem to be doing a better job.
They're certainly proactive, yes. And a lot of people said to me, wasn't it a scandal that the British yachts people, the Chandlers, were captured with a Royal Naval vessel watching as it happened, who didn't intervene apparently for health and safety reasons. And here in Seychelles, they're shooting first and asking questions later. But I think the government's feeling and people's feeling in Seychelles is that these pirates have got to be stopped, and they want the word to get out there that if they enter Seychelles waters and harm Seychelles boats, they will face tough opposition.
I think the word is getting out. That's amazing, isn't it? Two Coast Guard boats taking on those pirates. That was author and journalist Tim Eckott, who's just recently got back from the Seychelles.